Martin Malloy with Mick Malloy and Tony Martin.
And today we speak exclusively to John Howard about his new billboard of cash. We find out why Paul Keating's suddenly getting all pally with Greg Matthews, and we've got the secrets of Marlon Brando's exercise regime. Pit you against each other on Radio Gladiators, and our guest today, well, he's a proper actor, he's the star of the ABC's controversial Hot Potato Blue Murder, and he's Australia's best on ground Hamlet, Richard Roxburgh. Yes, it's all coming up on the program that next week launches its shopping centre light show spectacular, Mighty Morphin Martin Malloy.
The new SAFM.
Annie Lennox walking on broken glass. Good afternoon again, Australia. This is Martin Malloy for Thursday with, well, myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here. A man who can't understand why his 750-page masterpiece, Kennet, You're a Joke, hasn't been shortlisted for the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards, Mick Malloy.
They're publishing the Unabomber, but I can't get published.
Well, something they can't take away from you, Mickey, and that's this segment right here, Mick Malloy's Celebrity Corner.
Thank you, one and all, and well, thanks for popping in again for this very popular segment. Please thank Gracie on piano. Oh, that's not Gracie. He's brought in a trained monkey today. Well done. That's very good. Give him a banana, Gracie. All right, down to business. John Howard yesterday unveiled his latest weapon against the Keating government, a giant mobile billboard on the back of a truck which shows our $180 billion foreign debt and is updated every hour as the figure rises. For the next 90 days, the truck will tour around the nation, and we're crossing live now to the man at the wheel, John Howard. Can you hear me?
I am the Knight Rider. I am a fuel-injected suicide machine sent by the mighty hand of vengeance. I am a rocker. I am a roller. I am an out-of-controller.
Mr. Howard, where are you?
I'm stuck in peak hour traffic somewhere outside Perth.
And how did that happen?
Well, I should never have followed Carmen Lawrence, Mick. She told me she knew a shortcut to the Nullarbor, but when we got moving, suddenly she just couldn't remember it.
Right. Now, how big is the billboard, Mr. Howard?
Well, it's not big enough to drive through a car wash, as I found out earlier today.
I see. Now, give us the concept behind the billboard.
Well, just think of it as the billboard of debt.
Right. So, there's a competition element. I mean, if I correctly guess our current account foreign interest bill...
Yes, that's right. You'll win a copy of the Silverchair album.
Now, was this your idea, Mr. Howard?
No, my idea was a billboard featuring my naked buttocks with the foreign debt figure printed on them and a message reading, "Language is no barrier to our anger, Mr. Keating."
And what happened with that?
Oh, I think it was just considered a bit too raunchy, a bit too erotic.
Right.
Yeah? What do you reckon, Mick? Eh? Keeping the juices flowing?
Yeah. Now, Mr. Howard, isn't this just a cheap attempt
Hang on a sec. Here come some ordinary Aussie battlers. Excuse me while I remind them of the Keating government's shame. Attention, citizens. As you can see, thanks to Paul Keating's appalling fiscal mismanagement, our foreign debt has reached $180 billion. No, see, that's a bad thing. What? No, I don't have any chop chops.
Now, this is a very negative message, Mr. Howard. Why not say a billboard of Liberal Party policies?
I'm one step ahead of you, Mick. Peter Costello has almost finished printing a comprehensive list of our policies on a prominent and highly visible public location.
Whereabouts?
On Paul Keating's bald spot. There's still a fair bit of space to fill, I'm afraid.
Mr. Howard, thanks for your time.
Hang on, Mick. I'm coming up to a low bridge. Oh, well, it shaved a bit off the national debt.
SAFM.
That's a girl over
sport, the love we make on Martin Molloy, and thanks to John Howard for speaking to us there.
It's nice to pop by.
Yeah, in Celebrity Corner. But let's inject a bit of balance into the program and turn to Paul Keating. And we've probably all by now heard about this in the papers today. The sensitive topic of hair loss sparked angry scenes in Parliament yesterday as Paul Keating denied pictures of his bald spot sparked a ban on wide shot photography in the House. Now, Mick, what do you make of this situation?
Shave his head and give him a lollipop. Who cares, Tone? No photographs of the PM. Oh, no. Does this mean his calendar won't be coming out this year? Gee, I was so looking forward to that shot of the PM on a tennis court in the little dress bending over to reveal he's not wearing any underpants. A total ban on photographs, Tone. You know what the problem is? We've got a Prime Minister who thinks he's Michael Hutchins. What's he going to do? Go the spit? Go the big gorby fest next? Pity the poor bloke. He tries to take a snap of Paul leaving Parliament. He'll have to call the jaws of life to have a designer Italian loafer surgically removed from the poop chute. And if he doesn't get you, Anita will start going the tonk with her handbag, Paulie Yates style. What's his problem, Tone? Tell him to get a hat. He doesn't seem to mind a bit of kooky headgear? What about one of those caps with a moose antlers? What about a beanie? That's what I want to see. A PM with a beanie. Can we have that?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? Yes, Arafat's walking around with a tea towel on his head. Let's go the beanie option. Maybe one of those really tall E17 beanies. That'll get him in with the youngsters, won't it? Sure, they're too young to vote, but I don't see why not. What about pantyhose? Maybe just some pantyhose for the PM.
Why not a full Batman cowl?
Now you're talking like turkey. That. Why aren't we advising the PM? That's what should be going on. But look, come on, Paul, give us something. Go the Carmen Miranda option. I mean, Melbourne Cup's not far away. That Lillian Frank's had it all her own way for too long. It could be worse. I mean, you know, you've put the Fijian headgear on, and I'm telling you now, because there's only one other option. And I mean this, and well, frankly, I think I speak for all Australians when I say the last thing we need in this country is a leader who gains notoriety on the international stage for constantly repeating the phrase,
yeah, yeah.
S-A-F-M.
Mick, what are you looking at? What have you got there?
Look, I know we've gone a bit political at the head of the show, but I must continue. This is disgusting, Tone. Absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. I'm looking at this, the figures from the Royal Commission, the inquiry, and Carmen Lawrence's memory lapses. Can I tell you, she gave evidence, 27 occasions she lost her memory. That was 14 don't recalls, 3 can't recall, 6 don't remembers, and 4 can't remembers. It's a bit much.
Yeah, sure, Mick, but you're one to talk. I seem to remember one of your Royal Commission appearances. Can you remember it, Mick? Do you remember?
I don't seem to be able to recall.
Okay. But let me... Do you want me to have a crack at it? I'll see if I can take my mind back to it.
Could you state your full name to the court, please?
I don't recall.
I beg your pardon?
I don't recall.
Mr. Molloy, do you recall the events of August the 3rd?
No.
Well, it was only 2 weeks ago.
I can't help you.
What is your occupation, Mr. Molloy?
Oh, hang on. Don't help me. I know this one. Lost it.
Mr. Molloy.
I know him.
That's you, Mr. Molloy.
Who?
You.
Get out. Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, all right. If you say so.
Where were you last Tuesday?
Pass.
Just answer the question.
What question?
Where were you last Tuesday?
Can you give me a hint?
Were you not performing your so-called comedy program with the co-accused Tony Martin?
Tony...
Martin.
Tony Martin.
Yes. Mr.
Martin. Hang on, I'm thinking. Oh, now you've interrupted. I nearly had it.
Is Mr. Martin in this courtroom?
Dunno.
Have a look, Mr. Molloy.
Right, eh? Keep your pants on. Jeez. Let me see. That guy.
That's the judge.
Oh. Is he over there? Oh, don't tell. Over there. No. Over there. That's him.
Warm.
There.
Warmer.
There.
Boiling.
Tone!
G'day, Mick!
G'day, Tone. Hey, what's up for this bloke? He's asking some real curly ones.
Mr. Molloy, what is your shoe size?
Can't recall.
What is your hair colour?
Can't recall.
Have you not on more than one occasion used the phrase...
Can't recall.
Do you...
Can't recall.
What's the...
Can't recall.
When in...
Can't recall. can't recall.
I didn't ask a question.
Oh, then how am I supposed to answer? This is a witch hunt.
Step down, Mr. Malloy.
Can I take a pic of the board?
Step down.
You'll have to help.
I take it you know how to stand up.
Can't recall.
Officer, remove this man.
Hey, what's going on? Look, I'm standing. Oh, it's a miracle. I can walk. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Can I come back tomorrow and play for the car?
SAFM.
Black Sorrows, Never Let Me Go on Martin Malloy. And our guest in the next hour is actor Richard Roxburgh, who's going to come in and hopefully give us a few acting tips because, you know, having a listen to that courtroom thing just before, I think he's called for.
So that's why you've got the tights on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, good. I'm glad there's a reason.
And he's Hamlet too. He's yeah. He's Australia's favourite Hamlet.
Mm.
He's just Hamleting away pretty much 365 days a year. And, of course, he's also starring in that controversial show on the ABC. It's on tonight in every state except Sydney for legal reasons. I don't even know if I can say the name of it. It's can I say the name?
Go on.
It's Blue Murder. There!
No, well.
There you go. You'll see me tomorrow on the news.
Sit on the other side of the studio, Tone.
I'll be led into court with a coat over my head tomorrow just for saying the name of it because the show goes out in Sydney and, is that all right? Are we still on the air? Good. Now, we'll get to the bottom of that with Richard Roxburgh in the next hour, but in the meantime, great actors. What about Brando? Any Marlon Brando news?
Yes. Yes, serious tone. What was this? Brando has decided to shed some flab with an entertaining exercise regime. This is what he's done. He's taken to leaving his LA home at about 4 a.m. for brisk strolls through deserted streets. But here's the rub, tone. He walks behind a van with a portable telly and video mounted on its rear, as he walks with earphones clamped onto his head. What would you think if you saw that? You'd think some bloke had fallen out the back of a surveillance van, wouldn't you?
What's he doing
that
for?
Well, he watches films to enliven his grueling fitness regime.
Right.
And you can tell he's watching films because he's usually got a bucket of popcorn under one arm and a couple of choc tops in the other. Gee, 4 a.m, Tone, I'd actually like to see that at peak hour. Imagine that. You're caught behind 3 lanes of traffic. You look out and in front of you, there's the back of a bus, a caravan and Brando's ass with one of those little red flags out the back tied around the waist. Yeah, I don't know. This is the thing. I don't know about the telly. I don't think that's going to really inspire him that much.
No.
I reckon you should just put a plate with a ham sandwich on the back. You'd be doing 100 Ks all the way. The driver of the van would look like Keanu Reeves in Speed. Maybe like the fishermen. Have you ever seen fishermen tossing burley out the back of a boat trying to land a great white shark? Hello, lessons to be learned here. The other night, he was out for 3 hours. Mm. Very long. I thought, gee, you must get fit. Mind you, most of that was spent running on the spot at a McDonald's drive-thru. Do you hear about that?
No.
Someone told him there was a McDonald's ahead, and, well, I'm not saying they got there quickly, but they got done on a red light camera. The photo came back. It was Brando, earphones on, dragging an overturned and sparking van through a busy intersection.
This is Martin Malloy.
I mean, what are people... Dion Farris, I know, on Martin Malloy, where I think you know what it's time for.
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
Today we've gone back to the classics. Mm. We want to hear about your brush with fame. Mm. It's one of the radio staples, isn't it, really?
Perennial.
Brush with fame.
Yeah, it's radio's Hamlet. It's an absolute classic.
It is indeed. We want to know, have you had an encounter or even just spotted somebody famous? So it can be just in your street, in your very own street. Maybe you've spotted Marlon Brando out on the jog. Maybe you've seen John Howard driving his giant billboard of dead up your street. Maybe you've seen, I don't know, the lead singer in Nine Inch Nails running after a Mr. Whippy van.
Exactly. Maybe you've seen Paul Keating in a supermarket trying to purchase some hair in a can.
It could be anything.
It could be Stephen Hawking, physicist Stephen Hawking, just dropping a few wheelies in the car park of the 7-Eleven.
Absolutely.
But it has to be true.
Yep.
That's the thing.
Bona fide
that's
is
right.
the key.
And the prizes, well, it's a Sony lightweight Discman, and it's brought to you by 4 and 20 Pies. And the 4 and 20
lightweight Discman. Heavyweight pie company.
Absolutely, Mick Malloy. But why isn't John Howard driving a billboard with just how many 4 and 20s have been sold?
Exactly.
I'll tell you why. Because he wouldn't be able to fit the figure onto a billboard. He'd have to have 7 trucks welded together.
Absolutely.
Too many
noughts.
It couldn't be done. That's just how significant the
sales
are.
And in my mind,
are.
They're still not selling enough. For what it is, they should be... You know those pies? They should have legs. They should be able to walk off the shelves themselves.
Well, I'll put your views to the people at 4 and 20 and we'll see what they can arrange.
Okay.
But if you'd like to take part in Radio Gladiators and win the Sony Discman, call us with your brush with fame on 1-800-657-657.
Martin. We now return you to Abnormal Programming. Martin Malloy.
We're playing Radio Gladiators. It's Brush with Fame. It's as simple as that. Who's had a brush with fame today, Mick Malloy?
We've got Aaron on the line. G'day, Aaron.
Yep, g'day, Mick.
What's happening, mate? Who now? What happened with you?
The other night we were just driving down these back streets and we accidentally pulled up the road they filmed Neighbours on.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And they had to cut the shot because they were filming at the time. They got really angry at us and we backed out and we took off.
The brush with fame.
Yeah.
You you've nearly taken out the entire car.
That's right, yeah.
You were punched up by the cast of Neighbours. Did you see anyone there? Can you give us some names?
The big fat redhead. I don't know her name.
I think we all know who you're talking about. And I'll have a guess and say it wasn't Kimberly Davies.
No, it wasn't her, no.
Okay, well, that's great. Lucky you were in the car at the time, I suppose.
Yep.
I think we can go much more famous than
Absolutely.
That, though.
Absolutely.
Have we got Steve on the line? Steve, what's your brush with fame?
Yeah, Tone, I ran into Normie Rowe one night down near Flinders Street Station.
Oh, you didn't get into a fight with him, did you?
Well, I don't know. He was pretty keen.
Was he? Toey? Ready to haul off?
Oh, he'd had a few that night or something. It was something to do with the Vets Day, I think.
Right, this is in Melbourne. And what was he kind of... what sort of state was he in?
He had the wobbles a bit, I think. He started calling me a name dropper.
A name dropper? Well, obviously you didn't drop his name.
No, that's it. When I spotted him, I pointed to him and said, "That's Normie Rowe."
As you probably so often do. Well, that's not bad, Steve. I think we can go even better than that. Who's next, Mick?
We've got Alex on the line. G'day, Alex.
Hello.
And who's your brush with fame concern?
Tony Martin.
Tony Martin?
Me or the one who used to be the Reverend Bob on E Street?
The famous Tony Martin from Martin Malloy.
Nice.
Oh, really? What happened?
He came into my shop once to borrow a bit of wire.
To borrow a bit of wire?
Out.
Oh, I know. Are you a bloke at a key shop or a shoe shop?
Repair shops in Hawthorne Road.
This is where I'd lock my keys in the car, if I remember.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what he tells all the shop owners. It wasn't his car. It was probably your car, Alex.
Could be.
And if I remember, Alex, you weren't sure whether you wanted to crease up your jacket and give me the coat hanger.
But in the end,
I got it out of you. Listen to what happened. I took it across the road, and I'm going the door of the car. I've got no idea what I'm doing. And I look up, and I'm in front of a real estate shop, and there's 30 people in the front window wearing party hats and holding champagne flutes, having some sort of office party, and they're looking at me, looking pretty shifty in a windshield, and going in a car with a coat hanger. And at the subsequent inquiry, my name was cleared anyway, so it had a happy ending.
Did he give you your wire back?
No.
Yeah, to be right. Oh, well, I think it's going to be a prize in this segment with a 3-pack of CDs one day.
You'll never see it again, Alex. But I'm afraid you can't win because it's got to be brushed with fame. It has to be someone really famous. So thanks for that. Have we got Robert there? Robert?
Robbie? Hello, Rob. No, Rob's not there. Let's go on to Luke.
Have we got Luke on board?
Yep, hi.
Yeah, Luke.
Last year in grade 5, Craig McDermott came to our school and we all got autographs.
Craig McDermott, the cricketer?
Yeah.
He came to your school. He wasn't studying there, I hope.
No.
Right, so what was he coming to school for?
Oh, just to teach us about cricket.
I'll teach you, cricket's on the curriculum now, is it?
Yeah.
I see. Gee, that'd be a popular class, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And how'd you go?
Good.
And what did he say to you? Give us some dirt.
Oh, he's just telling us how to bat properly and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he offer you cigarettes or anything like that?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Yeah, right.
Did he tell you any funny stories about Greg Matthews?
No.
Anyone else you've ever met that's famous?
We saw the guy that tells jokes at Hey Hey It's Saturday.
No. Hang on, let me think.
Who would that be?
Was it Maury Field?
Yeah.
Maury Field.
Did he use the phrase, you bloody mongrel? Would he say that to a young boy like yourself?
No.
Hey, Luke, you're not that Luke Goss that used to be in that band Bross, are you, by any chance?
No.
Okay, well, I'm afraid
too old.
I don't think that's our... Who is it? I think we... Because I don't think we can accept a story about me.
I think it's the least you can do. You took his wire.
Do you think... Can we? But that'll encourage everyone to call up with stories about me. I like the bloke who Normie Rowe story.
The Normie Rowe story. Steve. Okay.
Steve, you there?
Yeah, Mick.
Okay, you've got the Sonny Discman.
All right, no worries, you beauty.
And I'm sure that some of Mr. Rowe's work must be available on CD by now, so you can whack that on and just recall the old days. So thanks for playing Radio Gladiators today.
All right, no worries, Tone, Mick. Good on you.
Cheers, bud. Okay, and stick around, people, in the next hour. We'll be talking with actor Richard Roxburgh.
This is Martin Malloy.
The Commitments, Mustang Sally. It's the second hour of Martin Malloy. And Mick, I think we're due for a bit of culture on the show. I think we've been due for a bit since April.
100 shows now. It's probably about time, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's welcome this bloke. He's no stranger to the acting caper. He can be seen tonight on ABC TV everywhere except Sydney, starring in the controversial Blue Murder. He's in the upcoming Aussie flick Billy's Holiday, and he's currently on tour tackling the big one, Hamlet. And the player of the same name, it's Richard Roxburgh. Now, Richard, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Tony.
Now, how does it feel to be known in Sydney as Hamlet and in the rest of the country as a complete bastard? Now, I'm talking, of course, about Blue Murder, and I'm afraid Blue Murder is about as much as we can say about the show. We can't really talk about anything. Is heard in Sydney, you see.
Yes, that's right.
Has it changed your life at all? Are people stopping you on the street and, punching you around?
From the Blue Murder thing?
Well, hopefully not Hamlet. Who's that bastard Hamlet?
No, in point of fact, nobody recognises me in the slightest bit from the Blue Murder thing, which is probably a good thing, really.
Yeah, I think so.
Very good thing. I packed on a bit of lard to play the role and grade up for it. And did the double chin thing. So
strapped on the wonder chin and off you went. Yeah?
It was the ABC, so they didn't. We didn't get prosthesis, obviously, for the double neck. I had to act that and everything else. Bring my own wardrobe. You know.
The series Blue Murder doesn't really paint a very attractive picture of our police force, I have to say. Did you do much research?
How rude! How rude!
Well, I mean, this is
maybe your interpretation, Tony, but I think
that's
it's kind of enlightened.
I don't know what's wrong with a camel-coloured polyester suit
well,
myself, Tony.
Did you get to keep the clothes after the series was finished?
I paid good money for those clothes.
Well, if you run out of a use for them, I'm sure Dave Graney will take them off your hands. Now, let's get on to Hamlet, because you've been doing it for quite a while. How long have you been Hamleting up?
Well, we did it for a couple of months in Sydney this time last year. We've had a couple of weeks rehearsal in Sydney, and we've just opened the night before last. So I've only been doing it again this time for a couple of weeks, really.
Right. And you're in Melbourne now, aren't
Yes, I'm in Melbourne now.
Okay, how's it? It's all boding well, good crowds?
Good reviews. Very good crowds.
How do you find, because we do a bit of stand-up, and you kind of know how you're going along the way. If people are laughing, you're going well. If they're not. But I imagine with a play, you've got to get to the end and actually see if they if they applaud or not.
That's right.
Is that your first indication of how you're going?
Yeah, I mean, with Hamlet, it's kind of the opposite. If they're laughing along the way, you know you're in
dire straits.
You're in deep shit.
Have you ever been heckled as Hamlet?
I had a woman the other night who was sort of running the lines of To Be or Not To Be just slightly ahead of me. who sat in row B, you know, one of the subscribers who knew this happened to know the speech. And she was actually very good at it.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like a strange sort of echo.
Yeah, but there's not really the opportunity to invite her up on stage and have her join in as, or go up for what she's wearing. That's what I'd do. I don't think Hamlet would do that. You know? Tell me, is it a modern adaptation or is it like the original? Because you see some funny adaptions of Shakespeare. It's a classic. Mm. They've gone through every period. One of my favourites is one where I think they were all on the lawn in the cricket whites playing croquet, and it's about 1920s or 30s. Where's this one set?
There's no croquet in this one. There's no laser guns.
No, okay. And no roller skating.
But as I mentioned before, it is slightly interactive, so it does have that.
Oh, interactive in the way that some of those theatre restaurant shows...
The audience can feel free to join in, that's right.
They can choose the ending.
That's right.
There you go. What happens to Hamlet?
Yeah, he lives on and Ophelia comes back to life, he marries the girl.
Okay. Any dancing cutlery? Because that's the other big one at the moment, isn't it? Every player's got a bit of dancing cutlery. I was thinking maybe, you know, Ophelia could be like a pepper grinder and Hamlet could be your sugar bowl. What's all this about, this dancing cutlery?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Beauty and the Beast. I've seen the clips. There's knives, there's forks, there's a couple of plates. What's going on there?
Yeah.
In my day, actors for inspiration would go to the zoo. Now they go straight to the cutlery drawer. What's all that about?
Well, we're learning an awful lot about the theatre today. And Richard, I know you've got to get into the Hamlet gear pretty soon, but can you stick around for another...
on the tights.
Can you stick with us for a while?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we'll be back with Richard Roxburgh for a bit more of a chat in just a moment on Martin Malloy. I Want to Break Free. That's Queen on...
Martin Malloy.
And Richard Roxburgh is with us on the panel today. And Richard's currently togging up as Hamlet all around the country, in Melbourne specifically, at the moment. Now, Richard, did you see Hamlet as a film at school?
No, I've actually never seen the thing ever done by anybody else. Well, I've in fact never seen it done by myself either. But when I was at university, it sort of coincidentally happened that I hadn't seen it. And then I thought, oh, I'll probably, you know, keep it virginal.
Oh, okay.
Keep it virginal because I might want to do it one day. So,
right.
Which is probably, you know, a crock in point of fact because I don't think it'd make any difference, really. You know.
If you copped a bit of Mel Gibson.
So. Yeah, I think it could only help, really.
Mm. If you were yakking to Shakespeare, would there be anything you'd change? Is there anything you'd ask him?
I think a bit of filleting wouldn't have gone astray.
Really?
No. If you did that thing at its full length, you would be looking you'd go for 9 hours.
Yeah.
So he could have trimmed.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of scrupulous editing.
Yeah, what he needs is a few of the program directors from around this station to take him aside and say, mate, get out there. It ends there, all right? That's where you go to music track, okay? After the to be or not to be stuff. But when we were at school, I remember our class had to read out Hamlet, and there was one line that always got a big cack from the class. It's when I think Polonius is behind the curtains and he cops it with a sword, and I think the line in the script is, oh, I am slain.
Ah, fantastic.
Is
yeah.
that in your version?
Great line. No, we lost it.
Yeah, that's the thing, because we had to go along and see Laurence Olivier's version of Hamlet, and we, the whole class only went because we were waiting for I am slain.
Yeah.
And Larry's very wisely cut it out, and Polonius cops it, and you just hear, oh!
I think is better.
Now, I've spoken to a few people who have seen this production, and there's quite a bit of sword work. Mm-hmm. Did that require some training?
Well... I sort of put that together. It's not really all that hard, I don't reckon. I mean, I say that now, I'll probably lose a liver tonight, but it's okay. You know, we get by, and it's strange coming back to it because when we did it, we became so fluid with it, and now we've got a kind of muscle memory of it in our heads that we haven't sort of rehearsed it very much. We get out there and we kind of reached a zen state, Laertes and myself, where if we did forget a move, we'd just wing it. You know, just improvise with swords live on stage.
Maybe a bit of birdie dancing, who knows, whatever it felt like at the moment.
That's right. So you really are getting the live experience. And one night somebody is going to, you know, well, the other night the sword snapped in two. That was interesting. could have killed Mrs. Axelrod in row three, but we got lucky.
Have you ever had to do the play when you've been under the weather? Because this is something that happens a lot with actors. It's the old show must go on. What's the hardest night you've ever had on the tiles?
Well, last night was pretty...
Last night was a hard night.
It was our second night down here. And I'm reaching fairly sort of critical states of exhaustion, I have to say, fellas, because, you know, it's a long time since I've had a decent holiday. And really what I'm longing for is, you know, a Balinese massage, lying under some palm trees and coconut oil and so on.
So if people are sitting in the audience of Hamlet tonight and they just happen to notice the Prince of Denmark thumbing through a brochure from Travel World, they'll know what's on his mind.
Thanks
for coming in today, Richard.
Okay.
And all the best with the rest of the season of Hamlet, and all the best with your big new film, Billy's Holiday, which is coming out soon.
Thanks very much.
We've been talking to proper actor Richard Roxburgh on Martin Malloy.
A special treat for the...
Well, we must send some congrats to the ladies up there at the McLeod Country Golf Club in Brisbane.
Well, and girls, we spoke to them earlier in the year. We tried to join that club.
Unsuccessfully.
What did we promise? We said we'd go the full Mrs. Doubtfire if we had to.
And we'd be driving around the golf club in the
buggy.
And looking like Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise.
I think that was the attractive picture we painted for them.
But they held out.
Yeah.
And they've maintained control. So, congratulations, girls.
Yeah, a charge of sex discrimination has been dropped. So,
yeah, that's good. So, Greg Norman can still play?
Yeah,
I think so. No other golfers.
I think he can. That sounds like a key for Mr. Skaggs. And we must get out of here. And thanks to our guests today, Richard Roxburgh and John Howard, and all our radio gladiators. And a special thanks also to Scott Muller, the man who slaps our sketches together. We've had him jump through hoops today.
Good day, Scotty.
And he's put in a sterling effort, so good on you, Scott. We'll be back tomorrow with, the Fermios and...
all other manner of hijinks, Tone, that we'll have a talk about in a minute.
Can you tell we haven't got a guest yet? But we're on the case. We're straight out of here and straight onto the phone, so be there. And remember, if you can't say something intelligent, come talk to us.
Martin Malloy is a misguided production in association with Half-Baked Ideas and Ill-Conceived Concepts Proprietary Limited. Brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital. Pete Smith speaking.
In its different way, this has its own magic.
Let's remix it.
Ugly Phil's Hot 30. The new SAF.